The president, during his inaugural address, he made mention of relocating command and control center to the epicenter of the war front. And in compliance with that directive, the Chief of Army Staff acted in advance and Reiki's recognition to move to the center for, you know, implementation of that directive.
Any idea how soon more personnel and equipment might be heading to Maiduguri to be part of this command center?
Yeah, the center has taken up already.
What happens at this point, now that the command center is active, what happens from this point on?
The center will serve as a forward command base for the Chief of Army Staff and other service chiefs. And essentially, it is an elaboration of the already existing Army Headquarters command and control arrangement. Invariably, the fight against terrorism and insurgency will just be monitored, coordinated, and controlled from this center.
Now, Colonel, neighboring countries have been helping militarily in the fight against Boko Haram. Will those countries have any representatives at the Nigerian Army Headquarters Command and Control in Maiduguri?
If you recall, we have just reinvigorated the multinational joint task force. The Nigerian is now commanding that task force with headquarters in N'Djamena, in N'Djamena, Chad Republic. So basically, that is entirely a separate arrangement or kind of sub-regional arrangement. The headquarters is just to enable the commanders of the Nigerian Army and, of course, indeed, other services to be in close touch with the field, yes, it is.
As part of the opening of the Headquarters Command and Control Center, has the Nigerian Army reached out to the local community to explain what's in store?
Yeah, exactly. We have done so, and that is why I'm even here in Maiduguri. I came back. Remember, this was my last unit before my appointment, so we have always been in constant touch with all the relevant stakeholders in the community, right from the government and the other segments of the Borno State community, and of course, Adamawa State, as well as the Northeast.
Colonel, as you know, Maiduguri has been under attack recently. Boko Haram deems that city to be extremely important. How important is Maiduguri to the security of northern Nigeria?
Maiduguri is very, very, very important and strategic. You remember, prior to the insurgency or advance of terrorism and insurgency, Maiduguri has been nicknamed the home of peace. Invariably, every segment of Nigerian society is represented in Maiduguri. Our hope and prayer is that we should be able to kind of bring this insurgency to a logical end so that life will go back to normal. And remember again, Maiduguri, apart from historical relevant and social relevant, it has economic importance to the Nigerian society, not just the Northeast.
Can you give us an update on the latest offensive by the Nigerian Army? What are the latest moves against Boko Haram, if you're able to tell us?
The latest offensive is that it continues. You know, all the bastions of the Boko Haram terrorists have been destroyed and the camps, you know, kind of destroyed. So what remains is their major camp, mostly located in Sambisa Forest, which is the vast acre of land. And the fight is going on, and very soon we will definitely destroy all the camps of Boko Haram terrorists within that Sambisa Forest. The establishment of this center is not to create another layer of command structure, but will just add impetus and renew vigor of Operation Zaman last year, and all aim at bringing terrorism and insurgency to an end.